Jesus died. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. John 15:13. We'd like to thank Scott Erickson for both his artwork and the following meditation. So take some time to pause and to consider the following words.
A meditation by Scott Erickson.
There is an eventual disappearance for all of us that we just don't like to talk about. Maybe like me, you've witnessed a living thing die. From a friend, to a stranger, to a pet. I've seen whatever it is that gives the body essence suddenly disappear, leaving just an empty shell. It's haunting, which is maybe where the word came from, to not know where that animating essence goes in death. Somewhere? Up there? Down there? Nowhere? If we're honest, we really don't know. We have guesses, but we really don't know for sure, and that's unsettling. Jesus partook in disappearing. He was here, and then he wasn't here. A body was left on the cross, but he wasn't there anymore. I just don't think we should move on from that unsettling mystery too quickly. I think we should stay in this uncomfortable contemplation. I think this station, out of all of them, is the one we're really afraid of. Look, I feel the uncomfortability of looking at the disappearance and death too. It's gonna happen to us and everyone we know and love. There's nothing we can do about this, and I feel within me the anger at the reality of this. I feel the dread of not being able to do anything to stop this eventual disappearance. I feel the cry underneath my cultured demeanor of that lack of control I have about when this is gonna happen. I feel the humility this disappearance will demand of me when the animating essence of me unwinds from the biological body of me. In this image, we have the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, being cut into two by a scythe of death. Admittingly, it's a more palatable visual metaphor than a blunt, illustrated, lifeless, dead body hanging from an execution device. That graphic depiction is hard to stare at for a long time. So I offer you this image of a severed sheep. A lamb slain by the wages of sin. An animating essence made silent by the disappearance of death. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.